Welcome back, everybody. Matt Verzal, George Norwood mixing up back there on the ones and twos. Two down, one to go. We are into hour number three. Thank you so much to Mike J. Schaefer for joining us today. It's something I think that eye rolls a lot of people. Excuse me. But Nebraska can live in that world where you got to cultivate. There you go. Puns. I got puns coming. You can cultivate your fields in Nebraska. There's a tons of kids that can fit into what you want to do and create with your offensive line. Big old farm kids. Big old city kids. But they got to be willing to change that position, do what they need to do. Because I think it's the best spot. I think every year you can have one to two guys that factor in there. They may not be the freshman, new guy. They're going to be a junior or senior that's put in the work, understands what the expectation is, balls out that senior year, plays as hard as they can. Haven't had many calls today, but we're going to go to the hotline right now because I like to talk to people on the phone, and we're going to talk to Austin. Austin, what's up, bud?
Hi, Verse.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Good, buddy.
I've got a couple things on Nebraska basketball.
Yeah.
First, I'll answer your question. If I'm going to attach my wagon, I'm going to attach it to Roby.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to attach it with a contingency of Glenn Watson has to have some confidence.
Okay.
And after the last two games, I feel like Watson may be getting his confidence back. The irritating thing for me as a Nebraska basketball fan is that seven-game skid wouldn't have happened if Nebraska would have played like it had in the last two games. And then we're not even talking about Nebraska trying to scratch their way back in the tournament. We're talking about hopefully they can survive the last couple of games to stay in the tournament.
Right.
But I just think Roby, if he can continue to produce, maybe not the stat line he had against Northwestern, that was amazing. But if he can, you know, do some sort of that type of performance for the next five games and Watson stay confident, because he's a huge body language guy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when his body language is good, whether or not he's scoring or not, his body language goes as Nebraska goes, I think. Now, people might disagree with me, but Palmer's going to get his somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Watson's all body language, and if he's got good body language, I think the rest of the team feeds off of him.
Austin, you get 12 and 10 out of Roby, or 14 and 10 out of Roby, maybe a block or two a night. Is that his ideal stat line?
Well, I would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, he's double-digit rebounds. That's just such – it seems to be such a – I'm with you on Watson, and I don't know what it is. I think he's – like I said, I think he's a talented kid. There's just something in there, and I don't know, because it can turn – he can have head up, confidence, away we go, and it seems one thing goes wrong, and he's head down, shoulders sulked, and away they go.
He's extremely talented, and the irritating thing with him is we've seen it before. We've seen him go off for 30.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. And then when it – you know – that seven-game skid, it was like, what happened? I mean, he went from – the Copeland injury didn't help things, and I understand that.
Yeah.
But he went almost non-existent. He missed 17 straight shots in his home arena. That just doesn't make sense.
Austin, they got five to go. What's their record in the last five?
I'm going to go on a limb and say 3-2, and that 3-2 gets us – and maybe a win in the Big Ten tournament.
Okay.
And that potentially gets us an at-large bid.
So you're going Penn State – Penn State,
Penn
some W.
State, Purdue, W, and Iowa, W.
Okay, so win this one on the road, hold serve at home, and
yep.
Lose to the two Michigans. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Austin, appreciate you, bud. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Verse.
Yep.
Bye.
Yeah, it's – I wish I had the magic sauce. I wish I could get you something that I'd say, hey, this is great. It's the way it's going to be. Don't know. Have to wait and see. Hopefully this two-game winning streak, they hold serve on Tuesday. They keep it going. The bench may be starting to wake up a little bit. You know that? Guys coming off injury. It is young behind him. Amir Harris is a freshman. Davis kid. Nana. They got to start to produce, right? You got to, something's got to come to fruition on the court for them. Right now, I think TK has them on the next four out, so it'll be four out, and then there'll be four after that. You got to go on a heater. I think a good, confident Nebraska team can be problematic. How problematic? I don't know. Austin's probably a little more optimistic than I am. Excuse me. I have them winning Penn State and Iowa, and then losing the middle three, so I got them at 2-3. And I don't think that's enough to get in. Coming out of the Equitable Bank, 1620 the zone inbox, Vers. Do you think also that on the defensive line that you can have enough guys that will be able to fill at least one spot in the 3-5, or in the 3-4, 3-5, whatever they want to call it, 3-4? You could take that big middle linebacker that plays at a bigger Class A school, and you could throw them down at the nose position, increase athleticism, increase ability, put a bunch of weight on a guy, and we go. It is a possibility. Anything is possible, right? And kids are talented. You know, there are talented kids that play football in the state. It's just going to be that weight. to show you how much the world has changed, the oddity, like, I not that it was a good thing, but I had no problem being 295, 300 pounds in high school. I have kids now that tell you, like, I cut weight after football season. I don't want to be that big. I want to be svelte. I want to be tiny. I'm not saying you got to be a big, you know, turd rolling around there, but it's a different world. When you find the kids, I've been fortunate to get the chance to coach a couple kids at Scott. They don't care. They're just like, I'm going to go in and move weights. If I put weight on, great. If I take weight off, great. I'm just going to be this size. I'm going to go play hard. That's, end of the day, that's all you can ask for. But for Nebraska, and I think there could be some truth to it. I think you can find a lot of your lines. And then they did a great job with this year. I think they have what's perceived as the top five kids in the state, all stayed in the state. Heinrich, Hickman, Snodgrass, Piper, and Nelson. You keep your top five of talent in the state, you're going to be okay, right? To look back in history, you know, you had, there were classes that had 7, 8, 9 guys, but that's just kind of the cyclical nature of football in the state. You could pull 5 out a year, the best 5, probably top-end guys. They can do some things for you offensively. With offenses in the state and the high schools opening up more and playing more of an open, you know, spread open type style, we're going to chuck it around a little bit, we're going to run it. But you can't also then fault the kids that run in a little more run-based offense. Because you have to watch it. You have to dig down deeper and find that elusivity. Can they get out of a break? Do they have great vision? Do they have understanding of where pressure is going to come from? Can they get away from tacklers? Yeah. The skill guys are going to have a tougher road until the offenses in the state, in the high school programs, catch up to what the college is doing, what the college looks for. I'd say, you know, if you want something great, I think there's a lot of guys out there positioned to be in a good spot as far as testing goes. If you can get legit testing numbers down, because they have what they're looking for in those numbers, you get that testing number down, hey, this guy runs a 4.40. He runs a pro agility in this time. This fits in our matrix of what we're looking for, what we want to have part of our team. Okay. It's there. And as, you know, this cycle runs now, yeah, you'll go to the coaches' clinic and you'll see Frost, and they'll bring in speakers, and guys will be able to pick their brains and like, hey, what are you seeing here in this defense? What do you see in this? There'll be coaches that change full go. I think out of the whole season we were one of the only teams in B that still played an even front. I mean, we have 4 D linemen. Everybody else is in an odd front. There's 3 of them. And they're bringing pressure from linebackers and, you know, all over. Those changes will evolve. The more success they have, the more people that weren't on the boat, as far as a high school coach wanting to follow the college thought, they'll get on. Because it gives their kid the best chance. To me, my mindset, I don't think offensive line blocking varies that much. And people want to talk about tracks and inside zones and outside zones. And I get it. Techniques, though, all stay the same. Whatever you want to call it. Because I always give Damon a hard time. He's 11 personnel, 12 personnel, 27 whatever personnel package. to me, it's always pro right, pro left, trips right, trips left, A slot, doubles, whatever you want. All the naming stuff just gets me out of whack. If I can get my guy to keep his hips low, which is a neat, is a good new terminology. Those fans of offensive line work, OLP performance is a good follow on the interwebs. Instead of low man wins, I'm even changing my version to low hips win. So I can be low and I can put my head in a bad spot and I can have my neck exposed to some danger because I think I'm being, air quote, low. If my hips stay low, low hips win. So yeah, I'm into that, but there's opportunity. And I understand I've started to research some stuff, and I'll hopefully conclude it. I've had to defer to some elder statesmen in the state to help me out with some of this stuff. But I think the correlation, if you work your lines, right, and if you build those from inside, the skill positions are going to come, okay? You're going to have flash, or you're going to have guys that, you know, your Cluster Johnsons, your Makovickas, your Clinton Childses, your Damon Bennings. They're going to be there. You have to get them. But on a steady basis, it's okay if those are out of state. If you look at, you know, the spans of time, a lot of Nebraska skill guys have come from out of the state. A lot of their lines were built in the state. That, I think, is part of the recipe. I don't think that they're that far behind as far as preparation, as far as execution goes. For the offensive line, they're a little more raw. But all the physical skills are there for things you need to get done. Looking for that big frame. There's 6'4" kids rolling around out there in the state. 6'7", 6'8", a little more rare. But there's some there. But then having that discussion, are you willing to change position? Are you willing to move something that we view is going to be the best for you and the best for the team? If you want to make that sacrifice, yeah. If you don't want to make that sacrifice, probably then looking at the, you know, smaller college route. And that's all right. As long as they can have that discussion, player, coach, parent, college coach, this is our vision for you. What do you think of it? Don't like it? Okay, totally understand. Thank you for taking the time. We'll move on down the road. But in the long run, that I think is the best path to success. Now, are you going to get some guys in here now that are you know, they're doing well, right? Banhart kid's a monster. The big kid. Sichterman would be my off-the-radar guy. Watch out for him this season. He doesn't perfectly fit what they want. But he's a guy that I'm going to watch in the spring because I think things are going to click for him. Sichterman goes to the tackle, right tackle. Farniok goes to the guard. Wilson goes to the other guard. Center's up for grabs because Hymas isn't leaving left tackle. All guys out of state. Got to have some home cooking in there somewhere. Step out here, take a quick one. We'll come back, continue on this Monday voyage, President's Day, on Game Time 1620 The Zone.